What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Trump's election victory and his steps along the path to build the wall with Mexico and basically oppose George Soros globalism has started to produce an effect in Germany. Now, contrary to the German media, which is constrained by the German government as to how they portray the refugee crisis, most Germans have had enough. Merkel's poll numbers are really sinking rapidly. And Merkel's already out there saying, oh, the Russians are spreading bad information about me, and that's the only reason I'm unpopular. But apparently, in Germany, the German people and even the German elites are starting to think maybe independence isn't such a bad idea after all. And part of the reason they're thinking that, besides the refugee crisis, is the economic hardship that they're dealing with. Because right now, most of the countries in the European Union are in serious, serious debt problems created for them by the European Central Bank, the IMF, and the World Bank, and so forth and so on. And right now, for the last few years, Great Britain and Germany have been carrying the load of the entire EU. Money is taken away from Great Britain and from Germany and used to try and deal with the debt in these other European Union nations. And it's kind of like having a wooden boat with 10 holes drilled in the bottom and only 9 corks. And everything that they do really comes down to somebody grabbing a cork out of one hole and shoving it into another hole in full view of the media cameras and saying, I'm working to solve the problem. But the water still comes in, the debt continues to grow, and it's only a matter of time before the system founders. And if the Brexit does happen, then that leaves Germany alone trying to make the payments on the debts of all those other nations, and the German people aren't going to want to do that. Now, as it turns out, over in Spain, Catalonia is going to hold an independence referendum. And basically, the president of Catalonia is going ahead with the independent referendum this September. And, of course, Brussels is saying, no, nobody ever leaves the European Union. But the reality is, and I'm looking at the story over in governmentslaves.info, European anti-globalists are now uniting to basically take back their respective countries from this European mishmash sautéed with refugees from all of these areas. And even Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank, is now saying it is very possible that the European Union is going to fall apart despite our best efforts to keep all these people our slaves. Now, Draghi is out there saying that any member leaving the Eurozone has to settle all their debts first. I don't know how he's planning on enforcing that. What's he going to do? Send an army in? Say, you can't leave us until you pay us all this debt that we created for you? Now, up at the World Economic Forum in Davos, a top topic of conversation, besides George Soros saying he's going to get Donald Trump, is they're finally acknowledging globalism isn't working. The people of planet Earth are rejecting globalism. We want to be our own little countries. We want to remember who we are historically, what our history is, what our culture is, what our particular religion is. We don't want to be blended together. And they're finally acknowledging in Davos, globalization is failing. And the New World Order is seriously being upended. And part of the problem is there are elections coming up in Europe in which the anti-globalist, anti-refugee, anti-establishment parties are gaining in the polls. just like we did here in the United States of America. All Americans united together and got out there and overcame the election fraud. Now, apparently down in Texas, there is a growing tiff over the so-called sanctuary cities. As you know, Donald Trump is ending that, saying that there's no such thing as a place in the United States where immigration laws are not going to be applied. And apparently there's a county down in Texas that's standing for him saying, we're a sanctuary county and everything. Texas Governor Abbott is saying, we're going to cut all funding to you. You don't get any Texas tax money as long as you continue on this failed policy. Now, Donald Trump has now signed the executive order to build the border wall. Now, the good news is that actually most of that wall is already built. He just needs to fill in the gaps. I still think crocodiles in the Rio Grande would be cheaper. Or we could get the pumpkin chunking people to modify their air cannons and just shoot the illegals back over the border. Trophy goes to the longest distance and the most number of bounces. But he's moving forward on that. And, of course, all of the pro-immigration people are out there screaming, you're a racist, you're a racist, you're a racist. And the response to that is, illegal is not a race. And that's how you shut them up. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, as you know, Chicago, under Mayor Rahm Emanuel, has become an exceedingly violent place, even though it is held up as the model of the liberals' gun control agenda, where all the law-abiding citizens are totally disarmed and the criminals have free rein of the streets. That apparently is what liberalism is all about, because anti-gun is pro-crime. Donald Trump has now hurled the defy, saying that if Chicago, specifically Mayor Rahm Emanuel, cannot get the murder rates under some kind of control, the U.S. government will send in its own federal forces to restore law and order there. You want to end the murder sprees in Chicago? You start giving the law-abiding citizens weapons. They are entitled to them under that Second Amendment. Now then, a few years ago, the rage was 3D TV. And I viewed it as a passing fad. I have the same opinion about 4K TV. And the reason had to do with prior history with 3D and motion pictures. And I will admit the new system, the real 3D, is very good. But directors tend to abuse it so horribly. The only 3D movie I've ever seen that really worked was Avatar. Because Cameron knew not to overdo it, not to be gratuitous about it. It's a beautiful film. It's my favorite film. But we had a high-def TV, and it went bad, and it went bad at a time where the only replacements we could get were all 3D sets. So we got a 3D set. We got the little glasses and all the rest of it. We've hardly ever used the 3D function. One of the big problems was a lack of content. Yes, there are 3D Blu-rays that you can get, but our Time Warner cable channel had a 3D channel that lasted about a month, and what they had on there was just junk anyway. Piranha 3D. And I predicted back then, this isn't going to last. People don't need that 3D. They just want a good, clear picture that tells them a story. And now we are getting word Sony and LG are no longer going to make three-dimensional TV sets. They just weren't selling. Now then, getting on to the realm of computers and malware, which is completely out of control. Apparently, the Google Play Store has been victimized by a bunch of apps that are infected with viruses. And they're now anticipating millions of handsets have been infected with adware that pops up ads over your favorite websites or your favorite videos. And apparently there is an app to deal with this called the Checkpoint app that will let you know if your Android device is infected. But this malware is completely, totally out of control. What is the NSA doing about any of this? According to Edward Snowden, they're just sitting there in the dark, amusing themselves with stolen pictures of naked people. Because they sure as heck are not actually making our cyber infrastructure any more secure. They haven't found any real terrorists. They can't find the ransomware writers. And these ransomware writers are not just a threat to computers and economy. When they attack hospitals, they're putting patients' lives at risk. Because under the Affordable Care Act, all hospital records are supposed to be computerized. And if you cannot get at those records, and you're treating a patient, and it slips your mind that they're allergic to certain medications, you could wind up killing them. But nobody seems to care. Now, I love this next story. Five states are looking at legislation that would enshrine the idea of right to repair electronics, meaning that manufacturers who sell things in those states will have to guarantee the availability of replacement parts to independent repair shops and consumers, and will have to make all their diagnostic and service manuals public. I love this idea because I grew up in an age where if you had something and it broke down, you could fix it yourself. I was a real whiz at fixing TVs when I was in high school. And I like that. And it angers me so much to see so many products where you'll buy the product, one little part wears out, can't get a replacement. Buy a new one. That's why I stopped using an automatic coffee maker and then just went to a press. Because I went through about three of these electronic computerized coffee makers where you set it up at night and the coffee's ready in the morning. And they all have these little thin foil metal baskets for the coffee. And that's the part that breaks after 3-4 months. And you go back to the store, do you have a replacement for this? No. But we have a new one on sale. And after a while, you get tired of that. Now, I will mention that Bed Bath & Beyond is making a point of having replacement parts for some of their products. And we don't have a right to repair law in Hawaii. But I think some stores are beginning to realize that Americans don't have the money to buy a completely brand new appliance every 6 months. And that maybe their customers are going to be a little bit more loyal to them if they make it possible for them to survive a minor breakdown. I mean, that certainly works for me. Should work for you. But it often amazes me that all these people who scream about the environment, they never look at our present consumer pipeline, where you dig up some natural resources or cut down a tree or whatever, and you grind it up and you make something. Anything. You put it in the store, it's bought, and because of planned obsolescence, it quits working after maybe a year. And you just take it and you throw it in a landfill, and it's toxic, it's poisoning the water, and the corporations go back out and dig up more raw materials and cut down more trees and make a new complete replacement. It's a very wasteful approach. It's very wasteful of our natural resources. It is very harmful to the environment. And all these liberals running around about human-caused global warming never seem to pick up on that. There's a real issue and a real problem there. They don't want to talk about that. They just want their carbon tax. So I love this idea that states are passing laws that when you buy electronic devices, appliances in their states, that you are guaranteed replacement parts and access to the manual. So you can fix it for yourself. That's another part of becoming more self-sufficient, being able to fix your own things instead of this enforced dependency on the authorized factory service technician who comes on out and replaces a washer, charges you $100. Now, according to a new report, and this is being reported over at IntelliHub, more than a third of the population of the United States of America does not have access to clean, reliable drinking water. And it's almost ironic. Years and years ago, there was this very clever gentleman, Tom Lehrer, and he was actually a college professor, but in his spare time, he wrote funny songs, and he shot to prominence with a TV show called That Was the Week That Was, and then he put out several albums, and one of his songs was called Pollution, which talked about the air and water in the United States not being as healthy as it could be. Well, Tom, if he were with us today, would just be stunned at how prescient he turned out to be. Because more than a third of all Americans do not have access to clean, reliable drinking water. Everyone thought Flint was an aberration. And it isn't. The quality of our drinking water coming out of those faucets is third world. And as governments continue to cut corners so that they can boost the salaries of legislators, we're going to have more of this problem. That's what led to the Flint, Michigan water crisis. They wanted to save a few bucks, so they unhooked from a filtered clean water supply and just threw the hose into the river. And there was supposed to be a chemical that they could add to keep the acids in the river water from leaching the pipes, the lead pipes. They didn't even bother with that. They just bought bottled water for the government offices. And that was their solution. Water is essential to life. And more than one-third of Americans are not able to get safe, clean drinking water in their homes. That is pretty abysmal. So let's talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., because he is now up for the fight of his life. And he's come on out with a statement that the CDC is an edifice of fraud, which we all know is already true because of that whistleblower who had written the CDC's report claiming to prove that there was no link between autism and vaccines. And then he blew the whistle and said, yeah, the report was a fraud. They cherry-picked the data to get the result that was going to help the vaccine makers, to get the result that was going to allow the vaccine court to deny financial assistance to the patients, to the parents, rather, of children made autistic by the vaccines. Now, Robert Kennedy Jr., I mean, the corporate media is out there just screaming, he's a conspiracy nut. He's a conspiracy nut. You know, which was kind of interesting because when Kennedy was involved with other charities, he was lionized. But the instant he endangers a favored corporate structure, they turn on him. And as you know, of course, Donald Trump has appointed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to chair this commission on vaccine safety. And Kennedy has accepted. And the vaccine industry is in an absolute blind panic over this. They can't control the discussion. So the media attacks are already underway. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's a kook. He's just seeking attention. He's this, he's that. Time Magazine, or maybe we should call it Slime Magazine, ran a hit piece on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for daring to address the possibility that mercury in vaccines might be a problem. And by the way, mercury was banned for vaccines all the way back in 1999. But the companies are still using it. And the FDA and the USDA let them get away with it. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we're talking about this test of wills between the vaccine industrial complex and the new commission on vaccine safety that Donald Trump has arranged to be headed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a long-time critic of vaccines. And as I was mentioning before we went to the commercial break, the FDA actually banned mercury in vaccines all the way back in 1999. And the vaccine companies are still putting it in there. They're trying to find loopholes and just fend things off here. And you have to ask, what's going on? Well, remember, autism is not an historic human disease. It didn't surface until the 1940s. Just a few years after vaccine makers started using mercury-based preservatives in their product. And it's been growing and growing and growing, and the more mandatory vaccines they have, the more kids are being diagnosed as autistic. And at the current growth rate, I mean, it's 1 in 45 now, at the current growth rate, by the year 2030, half of the children born in the United States of America will be diagnosed as autistic. That is a major problem when half of your population can't join the workforce. And the available workforce is taken up in large part caring for and supporting these autistic children. Now, if the vaccine companies have known all along that the mercury was a problem, then it becomes understandable why they're still trying to put the mercury in the vaccines. Because if they had stopped in 1999 and all of a sudden autism rates plummeted, then everybody would know that all the scientists who said the mercury was the problem, and it is a known neurotoxin, everybody would know it had been the mercury all along, and there would be massive civil litigation. One of the reasons that the vaccine companies are pushing for mandatory vaccination policy all across the country, not just the money, they don't want a population of unvaccinated children available for comparisons, although that actually got done a few months ago, where they were studying homeschool children, and they had enough unvaccinated children for a statistically valid comparison. And they found out, big surprise, the unvaccinated children were overall much healthier than the vaccinated children. So we're talking about this hit piece by Time magazine. And what's amazing is that when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was working on environmental issues, he was named as one of Time magazine's heroes for the planet. He was a good guy. That he's all about the environment and the planet and everything. And he says, there might be a problem with vaccines. Oh, he's a kook. He's a wacko. He's dangerous. And so they put out this article basically saying why Donald Trump's choice of RFK Jr. as vaccine czar is a terrible idea. And it's full of half-truths, misrepresentations, and misdirection. It's a hit piece. It's an absolute hit piece. All right. We're going to start with a phone call from Steve in California, and I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, a comment and a question. I got a tech question for you after the comment. But when you're talking about the vaccine industry here, you know, I watched The Insider a couple days ago with Russell Crowe.
Yes.
Who represented Jeffrey Wigand, Dr. Wigand, who blew the whistle on the tobacco industry, how they did nicotine boosting with chemicals. It's funny how he's hailed a hero, but the CDC head scientist who comes out and tells the truth, they turn the tables and make him look like a kook. I would like to see him actually subpoenaed and go before Congress and basically blow the whistle on everything he knows about. I'd love to see that happen.
You mean the CDC scientist who...
I think his name's Thompson, I believe.
Yeah, Thompson. You know, did you notice in that Insider where the part... Well, I'll tell you what. Hang on. Going to take a break for commercials. When we come on back, I have an observation to make.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Steve in California, and we're talking about how wonderful it would be for Thompson to testify before Congress. But if you remember, going back to that Russell Crowe movie, The Insider, which, by the way, it is a wonderful film. It's based on the true story about a very heroic man. But if you remember in the movie, though, there was this issue of the non-disclosure that Weigand had signed with the cigarette manufacturer, and how if he was compelled to testify before a legal proceeding, that he could be sued by his former employer. So there would have to be some kind of a fix to deal with that. We need to restore whistleblower protection laws for that very reason. And for those of you not familiar with the story about Weigand, he was this executive at this cigarette corporation, and he was aware that the corporation was using chemicals to boost the effects of the nicotine to make the cigarettes more addictive. And the particular chemicals they were using were actually toxic and harmful. And they were trying to find a new replacement, but until they could find the replacement, they continued using these dangerous chemicals to make their cigarettes more addicting. And at this same time, though, Congress was starting to hold hearings about the issue of tobacco.
My dogs.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, finish up, sorry.
No, I was going to say, and all these CEOs of all these cigarette companies testified before Congress saying tobacco, nicotine is not addictive. Nicotine is not addictive. So it was an ugly situation. So you have a question.
Yes, my five-year-old Dell computer is starting to act kind of funny. So my question is, two questions, actually. The operating systems, the newest one, when will the newest one be coming out? And you mentioned before that if I got a new computer, my question was, could I dump, delete the old operating system, the operating system that it came with, and actually install maybe Windows 7? So I don't know, have they prohibited that from happening with the new operating system now? Or?
Well, basically it's embedded in the BIOS, and Microsoft put this out there supposedly as a protection against deep hacking of their CPUs. But a lot of the brand new computers being manufactured today are basically wired to work with Windows 10 and only with Windows 10. So you need to talk to whoever you're going to buy your new computer from, and you may want to consider building a white box. Because that frees you from that restriction. And by that, I mean you literally buy a motherboard, your memory, your drives, and you put the whole box together yourself, and then you can put whatever operating system on it that you want. And that may be a way to go. Most of the computers we've had around here for the last several years have been white boxes. This one here is a white box. Actually, technically, it's black, but you get the drift here.
Yeah, do you know when the next operating system will be released? Is there a pattern on that? What month?
Well, actually, what I'm understanding is that Microsoft has decided that this idea of a whole new operating system every so many years is expensive. It's led to a bloated operating system that's difficult to maintain. And what they're saying is Windows 10 will be the last Windows, and they will just continue to improve on and work with that platform, copying what Apple has done with the Macintosh, where they'll just be the operating system, and they'll make improvements and try and grow it into the future. But they're moving away from that business model of forcing you to buy a new operating system every so many years. Now, the downside to that is they're also moving to a business model where you will license your operating system with regular recurring payments. Again, it's always designed to maximize profitability to Microsoft. And I think, though, the reason so many people were turned off by Windows 10 was, first of all, the disaster that was Windows 8, and then finally the very heavy-handed attempt to push Microsoft Windows 10 onto everybody's machine. And also, they released it prematurely. Because we had a laptop that was being used to support Claire's choir, and it was a Windows 7 machine. And just to be fair to Microsoft, I allowed it to do the automatic upgrade to Windows 10, and it was a disaster. Things wouldn't run. It literally erased the music file directories. Obviously, I have backups. And I'm not talking about just go into the trash bin where you can drag them on out. I mean, they were simply gone. And was trying to force me to use my Microsoft credentials for my login name and password, and I didn't want to do that. And it just got to this idea of, you know, Microsoft is going to tell you, you know, how you're going to organize your computer. And I kind of bolted at that one. So I'm on Windows 7, and when I'm no longer able, well, actually, this machine's XP. But if I'm no longer allowed to have an operating system of my choice, then I'm going to go to Linux. The only reason I'm still on Windows now anyway is because of Claire's music software and my animation software, which these days I hardly ever use anyway, so it wouldn't be that big a disaster if I didn't have it anymore. But, yeah, that's what Microsoft is planning. But if you build a white box, you can put whatever operating system you want. The other option, of course, is to talk to the various computer manufacturers and say, will this box allow me to put Windows 7 on there. Now, you can actually order new computers with Windows 7 as long as Windows 7 is still officially being supported by Microsoft, which I think is another year. But they're not carried in the stores. The stores are pushing Windows 10, but you can go to a computer store and say, I would like that machine with Windows 7, and 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, well, we can special order it, and that's another way for you to go.
All right. Hey, thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dan in British Columbia. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I haven't called for a while, actually, since before the election, so I just wanted to congratulate you Americans on your victory. The people have spoken. Our prime minister here in Canada, after being elected, had to fly to England and ask permission from Queen Elizabeth to be our prime minister.
Yes.
And if I recall in history class, America fought a war to free itself from England.
Well, first of all, with regard to the first part, that is a tradition that the prime ministers of Great Britain and all of the far-flung empire have to have the Queen's permission to go ahead and form a government. And there's this whole ceremony they go through where they have to kneel to the Queen, and the Queen gives them her blessing. And it's not like the Queen has ever told somebody, no, you don't have my permission. It's just a traditional ritual that they go through.
Okay, anyways, you had a little article yesterday about the CIA controlling the mainstream media. And, you know, this goes back at least to November 22nd, 1963. You got, like, Walter Cronkite comes on CBS and says, in Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. That was the first lie.
Yes.
And then Gerald Ford comes out.
Then you had Dan Rather saying, Kennedy's head rocketed forward, which that was also a lie. But the CIA's control of the media actually goes back to the end of World War II, when the CIA was first being formed. One of the first things they decided to do was to take covert control of the media, and they patterned themselves after the Nazi propaganda machine, and they called it Operation Mockingbird.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that, too. There's a great book by L. Fletcher Prouty.
Yes.
And your listeners probably would recognize Donald Sutherland, the Canadian actor who was in the movie JFK, who played Mr. X. And that was L. Fletcher Prouty.
Yes.
And this book is called The Secret Team, the Central Intelligence Agency and its allies in control of the United States and the world in 1973. Great book. I don't know if you've ever read it.
Yes, I did many, many years ago when it first came out that the Mr. X character was based on L. Fletcher Prouty. But I don't think the CIA's control is as firm as it used to be, and certainly as more and more people find out that the CIA is itself the largest drug smuggling operation on the planet, people are saying that they don't want to go along with that anymore. They don't want to be part of that anymore.
Yeah, I think Trump's the first president like that since Kennedy's assassination, like, who's been a real president. I think they got rid of Robert F. Kennedy because he was an outsider. And I think
they got rid of Robert F. Kennedy because they were absolutely terrified that with the power of the White House, he could reopen the investigation into the assassination of his older brother. And that was the same reason for the assassination attempt against Teddy Kennedy at Chappaquiddick, because he was getting ready to run for the White House, and with the authority and power of the White House, could have ripped open the investigation into John F. Kennedy's assassination. But Teddy Kennedy survived the assassination attempt. It was supposed to look like a car accident, but because of Mary Jo Kopechne in that back seat, Teddy Kennedy was damaged enough where he was no longer going to win the White House, and he stopped being a threat.
Exactly. Trump, I think, needs to maybe reopen that investigation, or at least finish JFK's pledge to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the winds.
I would definitely be in favor of that last one, but I think Trump's focus needs to be on more recent events, like whether Hillary Clinton was in fact selling secrets to foreign governments through that weak email server and collecting and laundering the payments through that so-called charitable foundation. I would like to see the Vincent Foster case reexamined and exposed as the murder it was, but even that's getting too old to really be relevant today.
Well, Trump actually did mention that, didn't he?
Which one?
He mentioned the Foster murder.
He mentioned the Foster
during the campaign.
He did, and he also mentioned doubts about what happened on 9/11. And again, Trump is going to be very, very busy. And I think we all need to ask a very simple question. Do we really need another official investigation into any of this stuff? Because it's just going to be another chance for the government to polish up the lies. We all know what happened. We've got the broad strokes here. I don't need another investigation into John F. Kennedy. I know what happened. I know what happened to Vince Foster. And I know what happened on 9/11. And we may disagree on some of the fine details, but we all know we were being lied to by the government and the corporate media. Let's just start on that foundation and say, what are we going to do about it now? In my mind, it's a waste of time and money to have a new government investigation into any of this stuff.
Yeah, perhaps. But there was a great interview with Wayne Madsen yesterday. So I went and bought his book on Amazon. So.
Oh, good for you.
Good job. Yeah, thanks. All right, well, have a good show. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, about the vaccines, I think it's even more insidious than you're saying. I've been just prophets. I personally think all you got to do is look at the Georgia Guidestones. I'm sure you know what that is, right?
Yes, I do.
What they want, what the New World Order wants, what the globalists or whatever the so-called elites want, is they want to drastically reduce the world's population.
Yes.
They have no intent of having half the people not work and half the people. Their intent is to kill the majority of the world's population. And they've got clowns like Bill Gates and others who are, such very big pushes of these vaccines going around the world. With that, to try to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
Yeah, but Bill Gates has openly said that he wants to use vaccines to cull the world's population. We know that there was some reason the USDA was funding the development of that epicyte gene in the corn that if you eat it, it makes you unable to reproduce. And we know that there are all these billionaires who are absolutely convinced the fact that they are billionaires gives them a right to run the planet and say, oh, there's too many useless Caesars, let's get rid of them, it'll be beautiful. And what's really amazing is Tom Clancy's last book that he wrote himself without a ghostwriter was called Rainbow Six. And part of its story involved a bunch of ultra-wealthy people who just decided they were going to wipe out 95% of the world population so the planet would go back to nature and it would be beautiful, except, of course, for their mansions, and that the world would be so much better without all those other people, those hoi polloi and riffraff around. And we do know there are people who think like that. Now, whether the mercury in the vaccines has anything to do with that, I'm not sure, because the mercury in the vaccines isn't killing people. It is disabling them.
I'm also reading. I'm reading this book now called Inferno. I think it was just a movie recently. I haven't seen a movie. It also has to do with wanting to bring an end to much or most of the Earth population. So you do have these. You do have these types. And another thing about Bill Gates, by his own admission, his father was the head of. And he brags about it. That his father was the head of Planned Parenthood, which is nothing but a eugenist organization named after a Nazi eugenicist, Margaret Sanger, in Seattle, in the Seattle area, and he brags about it. This guy, people just don't understand how evil this guy is. They just don't understand. I think he's one of the most, along with Soros and a few others, he's one of the most evil men on this planet. And, I don't care how many computers he invented or what he might have done, if he even invented these computers. I understand it was really given to him by DARPA. So who knows?
No. First of all, Bill Gates did not invent any computers. He invented an operating system for the first IBM PC, except that he didn't write it himself. He actually bought it from another programmer for, like, pennies. and then turned around and came up with this idea of licensing the software for perpetual cash flow. And he wound up, you know, becoming one of the richest man on planet Earth. And like George Soros, he thinks these billions give him some kind of a divine right to play with planet Earth and all of its people like personal toys. And I disagree with that model of governance because he's not elected. And I understand the position that there's a population problem, and there always will be, because sex is a lot more fun than dying. My problem with the population control people is they always want somebody else to die or somebody else to go without children, never themselves. So anytime I have somebody getting in my face about there's too many people, I say, okay, there's a very tall building over there. If you honestly believe it's a problem, you can do something about it. Jump off that building and try and hit a private central banker on the way down. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, coming up on the top of the hour. And story coming out of activistpost.com. saying, why is the corporate media, actually they call it the dead stream media, good name, I like it, why is the corporate media ignoring these GMO studies that have been coming on out? They ignored the French study. They've ignored the one that came on out a month ago showing that rats fed GMO and glyphosate, even at 3 months, they look healthy. They're not, because their digestive tract is damaged. It's another way in which the corporate media is proving that it is the enemy of the American people and the people around the world. That's the real wake-up call that America's going through right now. It's not that the government lies to us every once in a while, or individual politicians lie to us once in a while, or every once in a while the corporate media tries to pull a fast one like ABC and the Food Lion scandal. It's that it's constant. We're living in a real-life version of the Matrix, surrounded by this complete illusion of what we're told is real life. And people are now waking up and realizing, wow, we've been lied to about just about everything. Americans are the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth, and it's time for them to wake up and say, I understand that now, and I'm angry. We could almost rewrite that wonderful scene from the movie Network, where the Howard Beale character is standing up there saying, I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take this anymore. We could rewrite that to say, you guys are full of poo and I'm not going to listen to you anymore. And that's really what we have to say to MSNBC or CNN or the New York Slimes or the Washington Compost or the cruddy non-news. We know you guys are just full of it and we are not listening to you anymore. Which brings us to human-caused global warming. It's snowing on Mount Laguna down in San Diego. And over in the town of Pocatello, Idaho, they have already gone through their entire budget for snow removal for the year. It's already been used up from all the record snow that they're dealing with over there. The Mesa Verde National Park had to close. Too much snow, too dangerous, too much risk of avalanche. Now, up in Alaska, where they're used to dealing with snow, they've had to declare an emergency in communities like Seward and Moose Pass. They're dealing with more than 30 inches of snow. And down in New Zealand, they're still talking about this weather bomb that has brought huge amounts of snow, and it is the middle of their summer. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number three after these few words.
Been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.